listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as we talk on the Mormon Channel this month about preparing for marriage and family relationships, it's important to note that not everyone is where they would like to be in regards to marriage. A lot of singles can find it difficult to be completely satisfied with their life while everyone else around them seems to be getting engaged or having multiple children or being in these great relationships. Well, Amy Stevens, the founder of a Christian dating agency, was interviewed by one of our field reporters and producers, Charlotte Kniep, about her advice to singles on finding peace and happiness within their current relationship status.
I work with a lot of singles who are in various stages of the dating process. And so we're always looking at the relationships that they have with others and even that they have with themselves. And that's one thing that I've found to be a huge factor in finding happiness and being happily single so you can find that happily married situation. Mm-hmm. I've certainly been through my own trials along the way, which led me to do what I'm doing. I was married and then divorced in my late 20s, spent many years being single, and found my happily ever after, so to speak, about 13 years later.
How do you think someone could kind of shift their attitude in a healthy way so that you can really enjoy being single while still looking to the future?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think whatever situation you're in and whatever negative feelings you might have, it's important to challenge your thinking, like mm-hmm. Elder Uchtdorf, doubt your doubts.
Yeah.
And so if you're feeling like having a partner would solve things and make it less difficult, you know, there might be some truth in that, but also look for the truth that might challenge the negative. And the reality is there's plenty of people in relationships that are struggling with their partner, and adding someone else into the equation is difficult as well. So there's no one easy answer to life. It's all about looking at wherever you're at in life and accepting that there are things that aren't so great and there's a lot of blessings. And so seeing those blessings and being willing to have the courage to have hope. Hope, it takes faith and courage. And we talk a lot in the gospel about faith, hope, and charity. And the hope part often gets kind of buried and the other things are focused on. And so we have to have that hope in order to feel the joy and the love and the charity that the Lord wants for us.
Yeah, that having that positive mindset and outlook on the future, I totally agree with you. I think that's very important as well. How do you communicate those healthy desires for a family while still, I guess, not appearing desperate and not appearing like that's your only focus in life and that you're, I guess, unsatisfied with the situation that you're in at present?
Sure. I think a lot of people worry about appearing desperate when they're pursuing a righteous goal of marriage. But mm-hmm. the reality is any other goal you'd be pursuing by sharing that with other people isn't desperate. It's just declaring what you're trying to achieve. And so mm-hmm. getting other people involved in your quest to find a husband, there's absolutely no shame in that. And so I would encourage people to own that they really do want a family and to be proactive about it and to realize that if you were desperate, you would just marry anyone. It seems kind of obvious that doesn't everyone want marriage and a family? Mm-hmm. But along the way, in terms of how men and women think, I do talk to men a lot who feel like, well, if she has a career, does she really want a family? And mm-hmm. then women feel frustrated because what else are they supposed to do except pursue their goals if they're not married?
Right.
And so I think communication is really important, some of those basic things, and doing it in a fun way.
What role, at least in your life, in your experience, what role has the Savior played in helping you get to a better situation and to be okay with the current situation that you're in as well, either single or otherwise?
The Savior has been through every pain, every sorrow, anything negative that we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to forget that and to feel kind of gypped. For me, the various trials that I've faced have led me to be much closer to my Savior and to understand Him and to rely on Him. We may or may not totally realize how much He's carrying us, but looking back, if we take time to reflect, I encourage people to take time to journal and to ponder really how our trials have shaped and built us. And don't worry too much when you're in the moment. trying to figure out exactly why we're going through something. I don't think why is a particularly productive question, at least in the moment. But looking back, I think we can definitely see how the Lord is blessing us and how his hand really is in every step of our lives.
If someone is, you know, experiencing kind of feelings of loneliness and just sadness in being single, do you have any sort of tips to help people kind of pull out of that? Or is there anything that you can do that can kind of help change your attitude a little bit quicker?
Sure. What I've found is usually the thing we don't want to do is what's going to be the most helpful. So our tendency a lot of times when we're feeling low is to withdraw from others and mm-hmm. be alone. And I encourage taking some time to recharge and connect with yourself, but then moving beyond that and connecting with others and reaching outward instead of inward. And even though that feels counterintuitive when we're feeling that low and we don't feel like we have anything to give, by doing that, it creates this synergy and it helps us get outside of ourselves. And as a single, going to these events sometimes is really scary when we feel like we've exhausted all our options and to go to yet another event. But the reality is when you go to singles events, you end up meeting other people and realizing that there's many others in your situation. A lot of times it feels like, is there anyone out there for me? Do they really exist? Really, that's the same as it is with God. We can't see him. We don't always feel that he's there, but he is. And the kind of person that you're looking for is out there. And I just encourage challenging your own thinking, overcoming those errors and ineffective thought patterns, and finding others that can help you do that, that will be supportive.
And along with reaching out and serving other people and connecting with positive things around you, what are some spiritual guides that kind of helped you through low parts of your life, Amy?
One of the lowest times I had right after my divorce, I was given some advice by a mentor, and it was suggested that I create a spiritual emergency kit. And I thought that was a great idea because we have emergency kits for our physical being, but spiritually, I'd never considered that. So in that kit was my patriarchal blessing, talks that I loved, ideas on things that I could do to kind of get out of my own head, so to speak, and fun things that I loved. And so it's easy to forget those things when we're in that funk. And so if we have a go-to place where we can remember and remind ourselves of what we can do to get out of our situation and the feelings that we're having, it can be a very effective way of moving beyond the negative feeling.
It's also so important, married or single, to be able to find happiness and satisfaction with your life. And with the Lord's help and the tips that Amy mentioned, it can help you do that. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.